opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Well, the Viking season might already be over. That kind of sucks. We got a lot of other stuff to get to, too. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, usually the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Tuesday when everybody's usually in a bad mood. So we're just going to make it a troll-free Tuesday. If you troll anything on us, it's just getting ignored. That's it. That's how we're doing away with that today.
All right.
What's going on, Mr. Hoffman?
Sports and stuff like that. What's going on with you?
More stuff than sports today, but catching up fast. Yeah, I didn't know about the Bridgewater thing until you told me when I got here, because I kind of been tied up with some stuff.
Yeah, you're dressed in your dress shirt.
I'm just trying to look functional.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm building a multimedia empire here, so
okay.
Sometimes you have to not wear a baseball hat, but apparently, so they called off practice when he had a non-contact injury. About 25 minutes into practice, Bridgewater went down. Trainers rushed to him. He was reportedly grabbing at his left knee. So,
and from all accounts, let's first consider what it takes to cancel an NFL practice 25 minutes in. I mean, there's 70-something other people there,
right,
who are supposed to be getting ready for a season.
And guys trying to win jobs,
right,
who are on the roster bubble.
The whole practice shut down. There were teammates crying tears and praying for Teddy Bridgewater. I don't know how serious it is, but my guess is that's pretty serious.
I don't like to speculate on these things, but that sure sounds like an out for the year thing to me. If you're on the ground and everybody's crying, I mean, there's got to be bone sticking out of there or something.
That's what I would think.
Yeah, that is. Or they realize that they're totally screwed now. Well, so much for my. This is why I don't like picking dark horse teams that I like a little bit in freaking, you know, July when people are like, oh, who do you think is going to come out of the NFC? Well, that ends that. I think Romo being out ends any possibilities for Dallas. So, yeah, hate to see that. But we'll get details on it. But it sounds bad.
Yeah, so, and I guess they're gonna have a press conference later on to give details.
Damn, because at first I wasn't sure if it was what it was. He just went down non-contact, but if he's clutching his knee. I don't know. Does that make you cry if you see a non-contact knee?
I don't know. Like I said, I mean, maybe they're crying because they think their season's screwed now.
Yeah, that's what I would be crying about.
But that also seems odd to do that, I mean, in the third week of the preseason. And wouldn't you be crying more if Adrian Peterson broke his leg? I mean,
yeah, although they...
Teddy Bridgewater's primed to have this is a big season for him, but he's still not the most important guy on this offense.
No, but the difference is they have nothing behind him. Sean Hill.
Sean Hill and years Joel old. Stave.
Yeah. Sean Hill. 36-year-old Sean Hill.
I'm 36. What the hell is that supposed to mean?
You can't play quarterback in the NFL either, pal.
Okay.
No offense.
Yeah, so. Ian Rappaport, I'm not even going to say because that's a fake Ian Rappaport account.
Yeah, I'll wait till I get it from...
Yeah.
Somebody.
Thanks, James. Thanks, James, for tweeting me a fake Ian Rappaport account. You almost had me. You almost had me. But I've got to stop.
Jesse says, I didn't know David had his own show. I just thought it was the longest update ever.
Hold on, what?
It says, I didn't know. Talking about Delotti. He said, I didn't know he had his own show. I just thought it was the longest update ever.
Okay. No, he has his own show every Tuesday.
Does baseball.
It keeps us from prepping properly for the show.
Having to rush in here.
Yeah.
Which we better get used to because that's all.
That's how it's going to be from now on.
But yeah.
Are we going to do like, John, are we going to do like crosstalk with the other show?
You don't have to. You can do it the first day of their show.
Okay. I only want to crosstalk with them if they don't suck. If it's a bad show, I don't want anything to do with it. I just want to pretend like it's not happening. So
let's give them a week to figure it out.
Yeah, I'll give them some time to figure it out.
Mm.
You never know what these guys... Because, like, you don't want to crosstalk with a crappy show because then people might think that it's your segment. Like, it's a segment of your show that's crappy. You don't want that.
Exactly. 713-780-ESPN. A couple people already asking where can they get our sports book for betting. It's on you can go to the Blitz page on Podcast Arena, or you can go to Gal Media Publishing. And this is your chance. And a lot of people also asking opinions over the last couple of days. What do you think of this game? What do you think of this game? I, to be honest with you, I won't have anything done until Thursday on that. So I have some opinions, but without putting some actual research behind it, I'm reluctant to sit here and say. I think UH is going to cover 10. Somebody asked about USC. I like that number. But I actually need to do some research on it, which I haven't done yet. And by Thursday, I'll have work done.
Okay.
So apologizing in advance. Just got a lot of stuff going on and trying to put together my bets for the weekend is not happening until Thursday. So,
well, I've you know how last week I didn't get to go get my beer in Austin?
Yeah.
Well, they've got a new release coming this Saturday. I'm going to get my beer, even though it's the first weekend of college football.
Wow.
Yeah.
You must like that beer.
Yeah, which means that I'm going to have to, A, DVR a bunch of stuff, B, listen to a lot of football on the radio, which my wife is going to hate.
Oh, yeah, I can bet that's going to go over really well.
But the good news is traffic in Austin should be relatively okay as long as I don't go up around campus.
I mean, I'm guessing so. You should be able to get around town,
right?
Yeah. Theoretically,
if you go the right way, that most of the concentration will be around the campus. So that should be a good thing.
As long as you're out of there before the game's over.
Oh, I'll be out of there well before the game's over. The game starts at 6:30, so my plan is to be there like 11 and get out of there before the game even starts. Hopefully, I'd like to be back home by the time that game starts. But you know how, I mean, it's the first game of the season. People tailgate all day.
Right.
So that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
713-780-ESPN.
Have you mapped out your schedule for the day of what all you're going to watch?
I have, pretty much.
Because I did that, and I realized that it's wasted. Now I've got to start over.
It's like trying to pick a Super Bowl winner in July, man.
You just can't do it.
You can't.
You can't do it. You wind up looking foolish.
Yeah, I have a plan. I got tickets, but I'm not going to go to the game. I'm going to stay home and watch, and because I got so many other games I want to watch, and frankly, I just don't want to deal with all the people.
Okay.
And I'm no fun to be around after UH loses, and I kind of know how this is going to go, so I'm going to watch it at home.
Okay, so you're watching UH Oklahoma at 11.
Yes. But I will have my second TV up because I don't think that one's going to be done before a couple other games I want to watch.
Okay, what's going, like, are your TVs separate? Are they different sizes? Do you have a main TV?
Yes, I have a big TV and then I have a smaller one.
Okay, but UH Oklahoma will be on the main TV.
That will be the main one, yes.
Okay.
And I will be drinking beer while watching that game.
Okay. 2:30 comes around. What goes on the big TV? UCLA Aggie? LSU Wisconsin?
LSU or UCLA Aggie.
Okay.
Will be my,
because this is the Aggie station now.
Assuming the UH game is done by then. As much as
I'm guessing it will
I'm guessing well, it will be.
It's going to be probably a pretty high scoring game, so it might be a slow game, but
2:30. Yeah. 2:30 I will have A&M on the big TV, LSU on the small TV.
Okay. Why prioritize A&M over LSU?
Simply because I think that A&M UCLA game has a chance to be closer.
Okay.
And the beauty of it is, I don't have to lock into anything.
Okay.
If I'm starting to, if one game gets out of hand and the other one's not, guess what I do? I flip flop.
Switch over.
Yeah.
Okay. Evening game priorities. I'm guessing Alabama USC is high on your list.
Alabama USC is very high on my list, but I'm also very interested in Texas Notre Dame.
Okay. What goes on the big TV?
Probably Texas Notre Dame to start with.
Okay.
And then, because I'm always going to be a little bit more interested in the...
In the local squads?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So you've got it all figured out.
I pretty much do, yeah.
And then Clemson-Auburn is going to... You're going to finish off the night with that? Or are you going to stay up all night? And
Well, I'll by then... By
you know Clemson, what, though? The Texas game's on Sunday, isn't it?
Yeah. So you're...
My whole plan is ruined.
Yeah, I forgot. It's a Sunday game, man.
I don't know why I forgot that.
I was trying to figure out.
So, are you going to stay up until the late game for Northern Arizona and Arizona State? Will you be watching Pac-12 Network football?
By then,
or are you going to be too drunk?
Well, if I start drinking watching the UH game at 11, I'm not making 9:45.
Probably not.
And if I am, I might record it and watch some of it later because I do that, but. Yeah, that game doesn't interest me as much. So, and I'm interested in some of these games Thursday and Friday, too. Really going to start then.
I don't know what games interest me on Thursday and Friday.
I'm kind of intrigued by Kansas State-Stanford. I want to see what Baylor is.
Okay.
So, I mean, there's some games.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to watch those games, but none of them would I say I'm really interested in. I mean, yeah, I'm looking at that schedule. No, I'll watch some of those games. None of them are going to be like, none of them am I going to be happy that I'm watching them.
Yeah.
I'll say it'll be like Cal Hawaii. Like, it's football, so that's nice.
Right. Well, and I was financially invested in it.
Right. It's real football, which is cool, but, you know, watching Oregon State against Minnesota is not going to, like, make my weekend or anything or make my week.
Somebody says NRG is the worst to get in and out of. Actually, for me, I just jump on that train. And it's fine.
Oh, yeah, you don't have to deal with the traffic.
Yeah, because I have a stop right by my place, so it's...
God, I parked in the blue lot. To hell with that. I am so spoiled now by my teal lot pass, which, by the way, Jong, I've got to get that from you because...
Oh, yeah, I have that.
Listen, I don't want... I mean, not to sound like a diva, I'm not parking in blue lot again.
That's they took the teal lot away from media.
What?
Or I'll have to check which one I have.
That wouldn't surprise me because they have become such arrogant dickweeds over there.
I think they've given us purple lot.
Purple?
That's not that bad.
Where the hell's purple?
It's not that bad. It's right. It's like one. It's one block up, basically. You have to walk a block further. So, and. For people who keep asking me, can they have my UH tickets? Trust me, they're long accounted for. I have a line of people who want them if I don't go. So
they've promised Fred sex acts.
Yeah, or you know, at least let me borrow their girlfriend for a little bit. Right. So regardless, no, I have a bunch of people have been asking me about those for months. So if I don't go, they've already found a home. Trust me, and there's a waiting list for the home.
Yeah.
So sorry, but. And plus, I think they'll enjoy the game more than I will because I'm, yeah, you know, I'm always, I just, is this an old man thing? I'm just tired of going and sitting in crowds all the time. I'm tired of being around a whole bunch of people. I have got such a nice setup at home. I can flip and watch other games on commercials. And I have better alcohol at home. So that I'm not paying way too much for. Does that just make me an old man?
Kind of.
Okay.
But that's how I've always been.
So I know. I
you're way older than me.
I mean, I'm just as excited about the game as anybody. I just, you know, rather watch and celebrate and privacy in my own place.
I mean, watching a game like that in the stands, I'm not crazy about. I mean, that's going to be wild, but it's not for me.
And to be honest, I like going to games where I know they're going to win. Yeah, you know, I enjoy those more. And plus, there's more seats, and that's why people, you know, everybody's going to go to the OU game. I'd rather go see them beat up on somebody like Tulsa.
Yeah.
That's just me. All right, guys, got to tell you about Houston Can Academies. And great school. They take in kids who dropped out of other schools. They give them a second chance. And a lot of these are really, really good kids that wouldn't have gotten that opportunity without Houston Can Academies. Every day, man, they're graduating thinkers. They're graduating people who are going on to do great, great things in our community. And that's just better for all of us. And they give them what they need. Sometimes it's glasses. Sometimes it's transportation. And that's why they need your donation. And by your donation, they just mean a vehicle that you're not using anymore. Doesn't matter what kind of vehicle, car, truck, motorcycle, tractor, boat, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. They're going to come tow it free of charge. They're going to fill out all the paperwork for you. It's nice and easy. And your donation is tax deductible. And if you donate today, you're going to get Astros tickets if you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. Just their way of saying thank you. And we're going to talk a little Astros here in a bit. And the cool thing about all this is, it doesn't matter where you are, they're going to come and get it. If you're over in Beaumont, they'll come tow it. If you can hear me over there. If you're in Lake Charles, they'll come tow it. So when you get to tax time, it's going to be awesome when you can write that off. It's going to help you a lot. So give them a call. You can do a great thing. You can help out some great kids and get rid of something you're not using anymore. Give them a call at 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Andy says he'll be at the Lamar versus UH game because his daughter's in the Lamar band. Well, that'll be fun for you. Mott says that makes you worse than an old man. It makes you rich lord. Only exception, he says he doesn't like being out because his fans know him.
Oh, please.
Yeah, please don't put Rich Lord on me. Actually, if UH weren't playing, I would be at a sports bar watching all the games so I could keep track of them on TV. And I, for the record, I love hanging out with people and watching sports.
I don't.
You don't. I love talking to people. I love hanging out with them. I ran into some cool people Saturday. They were doing their fantasy draft. We were talking about who all they took. Yeah, I love stuff like that. But for UH games, it's different. I like watching those at home. Same thing with the Texans game. Now, with the Texans games, I'm usually writing something. So it's easier for me to keep track at home so I can go back and look at stuff. Yeah. And being at home is better than being in that bleeping press box there, especially now that you got to park in the purple lot.
How dare they?
Yeah.
I mean, really, how dare they?
But
I'm offended by this.
I love the people, man. Let's squeeze on a couple calls.
Sure. Talk to your people.
Well, you like people, too.
Sometimes. I don't like to see them, like, face-to-face.
Oh. Let's go to Steven. What's up, Steven? Steven?
Yo. Sports.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, I had my fantasy draft yesterday. I happened to take Adrian Peterson the first round. Today I got the news that Bridgewater went down. I was curious to see if that's going to affect Peterson in any way.
Of course it will.
I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, well, I mean,
the damn sure doesn't help.
Yeah, listen, when you've got a I mean, it hurts him the same way that Tony Romo being out hurts Ezekiel Elliott. The difference is Dallas has an elite offensive line
right.
for run blocking.
Minnesota's got a pretty good offensive line.
Good,
too.
But not the best in the league.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like Adrian Peterson's no longer a first-round worthy pick. It's just that Adrian Peterson's not gonna be as easy for him as people thought it was going to be because his workload, I mean, and that may be positive. His workload increases, but it also means there's probably going to be a stacked box on the other side of the field more often than not.
Yeah. We got Sean Hill now. Who knows? But yeah, and this is another reason why people who were drafting 2 weeks ago, does it affect whether I take Gurley or Peterson? It might if I have an opportunity to get both.
I would have taken Gurley before.
I probably would have too, but
now I think, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So let's try Austin. What's up, Austin?
Hey, sports guys. How are y'all doing?
Sports.
So I'm actually torn this weekend because I've been a Sooners fan since I was about four, but I go to U of H. So this weekend is going to be I'm going to enjoy it. But I know Fred. I mean, I hear you talk a lot about the Cougars and all that. So I've heard that if the Cougars win, it'll be a pretty big upset. But I wanted to get your take and think just how big of an upset it is, because they're actually doing pretty well. And given Bob Stoops' half, it wouldn't be that big of a surprise if he loses this game. So I'll hang up and listen. I just want to get your take.
It's not going to be the biggest upset. It may not even be the biggest upset of the day, depending on what else happens.
Right.
I think it would be a significant upset. They're a 10-point dog for a reason. I don't think they should be a 10-point dog. I think that number should be closer to a touchdown. And we see touchdown dogs win all the time. And with OU's record early in the season, would it shock me? No. Do I expect it? No. I think UH is going to give them a hell of a game. That's a well-coached football team. You'd much rather play OU in week one than in week 10.
Yeah.
I think. So, yeah, at being at NRG and with, I think there'll be a lot of OU people there, but there's going to be a bunch of UH people too. I think the atmosphere is going to be fantastic. I hope they win, but realistically, I'm expecting a close game because I think OU is a legitimate national title contender.
And, of course.
And that's, and we've seen them going into the season before, we've thought that about OU, and things tend to fall apart. But we've also
Heard something the other day about they're preseason top five.
I actually have this stat: the last four times they've been a preseason top five team, twice they finish outside the top 25, twice they finished outside the top 15. The last four times,
good.
So, and listen, I don't have any love for Oklahoma. I would love to see UH beat them. But, and somebody brings up a really good point, too. I hate crowds dealing with parking and traffic, et cetera. That being said, the UH games on campus are pretty good about all that. That's the thing. I'll go to a lot of games this year I'm not calling it that name, but I'll go to a lot of games on campus this year. NRG, I'm not a, I'll go to a couple Texans games, but I don't know. This is one I just kind of want to watch at home, not have to be bothered for one time.
Hey, I don't blame you.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. 940 says, finally used the gift card I won in June for the melting pot. It was great, and the fiance loved it. Thanks, guys. That reminds me, I have giveaways today. I'm glad that worked for you, brother. So we have four pair of tickets to see the Skeeters of Sugarland take on the Lancaster Barnstormers this Friday, September 2nd. A pair of tickets, excuse me. Not four tickets. A pair of tickets. First pitch is at 7:05. Be there as the Skeeters make a push for the playoffs. It's affordable family fun. Log on to SugarlandSkeeters.com to get your tickets now. I don't know if you guys have been to one of these games yet, but that's actually a cool place. Cool place to take your kids. So we've got a pair of tickets. We're going to give away two separate pairs of tickets to callers 10 and 12. You're going to go see the Skeeters. How's that? All right.
No, it's on me. It's on me.
It is?
Yeah.
Well, we're not there yet, right?
Oh, I guess not.
Yeah.
I thought that was what the break in talking was for, because you were about to say, hey.
No. Read. No, I kind of actually wanted to do, I don't know if maybe I should save it for tomorrow, because we just had an hour of baseball with Delotti, but I would like to do 5 minutes on the Astros today, because I did tease it yesterday, and I have a theory on them. If they're going to make the playoffs, where they have to be at the end of this next stretch of games coming up.
Okay.
So I don't think they're going to be there, but that's where I think
I'm fine to discuss that.
Okay.
Yeah, I've looked a lot at their remaining schedule, and I've got some, I mean, my feelings may be similar to yours as far as what I think is going to happen, but I've taken a look at what I think has to happen, including they need to win more games against the Rangers than they lose the rest of the way.
Well, when you look at this next stretch here, it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
You want an update on Bridgewater?
Yes.
Zimmer said it does not look good right now. They sedated him, and they're going to have an MRI at the local hospital.
So if they
sedated him?
Yeah, they sedated him.
He had to be screaming like a little girl then.
Oh, my God.
That's bad.
I mean, I can't even imagine what could happen that you would do that.
It would have to be like a broken leg or something,
That's
right?
What I'm saying. It has to be like a broken bone. I mean, I've torn my ACL a couple times, and the first time I tore my ACL, it was – I tore every ligament in my knee, and my entire lower half of my leg was turned around backwards to the point where my knee – I was sitting on my ass, and my kneecap was touching the ground, and I didn't scream and cry. I mean, it's got to be pretty – I don't know exactly. I don't want to. I do want to speculate. That can't be just your run of the mill torn ACL. There's no way, that it would be. It would be to the point where you have to be sedated. That's crazy.
Yeah, there's something really bad there, and that sounds season ending to me.
Oh, I would say that's almost unquestioned, but we'll see. Maybe he's Superman. But if you're getting sedated on your way to the MRI, that ain't a good sign, bro.
No.
All right, guys, play for your share of $100,000 in DraftKings free week one contest this weekend. Actually, that's not even true. I'm reading a different script altogether. Let me start that all the way over, John, because I was wrong. Football is starting up next week, real life football. You know all the players, the teams. You've drafted your fantasy team. Now you put that knowledge to the test and play for your shot at $1 million. $100,000, no. $1 million. That's the top prize at DraftKings.com. Just part of the $5 million in total prizes they're rolling out in this week one contest. DraftKings.com, still the destination for one-week fantasy football. It means no season-long commitments. You play when you want with the players you want. You pick your contest, draft your players, follow your team live. You don't have to worry about, oh, this guy's got a bad matchup. It's going to suck this week. Well, don't put that guy on your team. It's easy. You can play your friends, your family in private leagues to prove you're the superior GM, or you can join an existing league, go head-to-head with your buddies, your coworkers, and fantasy players from all across the country. Hurry to DraftKings.com. Use your code Houston, and you'll play for free with your first deposit. Choose your players. You could seriously cash in week one. That's promo code Houston to play for free for your share of the $5 million in total prizes in this week one contest. It's only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details. DraftKings.com.
ESPN 97.5. It doesn't matter.
From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center downtown on I-45 northbound at I-10, watch for an accident. There's also an accident on the feeder road of the north, loop 610 eastbound at the Hardy Toll Road. This report is brought to you by AutoZone. Pesky check engine lights. They'll stay on as long as you let them, so use the Fix Finder tool from AutoZone. It helps you troubleshoot the problem for free. Get in the zone, AutoZone. From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, I'm Tiffany Terrell.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. There's a lot of witnesses reporting the leg snapped and his knee was flailing around.
So it may be something to be with a bone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever, he's done for the year. I think I can say that safely.
Yeah.
If it's... Ugh. And what will be interesting is a lot of the guys that teams like the Cowboys would be interested in as a backup quarterback. Well, suddenly that market picks up a little bit because they definitely are going to need another quarterback.
No doubt.
And that's where Mark Sanchez starts getting some value.
Couple things. Jared, just for reference, Peterson had Joe Webb and Christian Ponder as QB in 2012. He did all right. He also wasn't 31 years old at that time, which is another concern. I mean, again, I think Adrian Peterson will be okay. Eventually, he's going to fall off. Like, it's got to happen.
It's going to stop at some point.
And
you just...
him being 31 and losing his quarterback, those are the kinds of things that can speed up the process of that inevitable hitting of the wall. Reports of people throwing up on the field. I got to see pictures of this.
Yeah. I mean, you know there's got to be video. This is definitely something that you want to see. Having known you as long as I have, you have to see what happened.
I mean, I have to know.
So then you can make your own judgment.
I need to know if it's something that you should be... I mean, people are puking over this? First of all, that dude needs to get some milk. How are your bones breaking with nobody touching you? Nah, that's crazy. Tracy posted the prices for the notable week one games. LSU Wisconsin is over 1,200. USC Alabama is just under 1,100. Notre Dame Texas about 1,000. Oklahoma UH about 1,000. Ole Miss Florida State 750. I would not pay any of those prices to see a college football game. None. I mean, if those teams were playing in the national championship, maybe. But
even then,
I mean, no, yeah, I couldn't. You'd pay $1,000 to watch UH play in the national championship.
Yeah, I would.
I mean,
that no question.
But no,
for week one, no.
Nah, I'm good.
So
I'm good. That's the beauty of my TV. I already paid that cable bill, baby.
Exactly. That HBO money. 713-780-ESPN. All right, so I wanted to do this Astros thing real quick, and then we won't stay on baseball because nobody cares, right? 2.5 out of the wild card right now.
Yep.
Now, that AL East race is interesting as hell because all four of those teams pretty much, I think they play each other 36 times down the stretch here.
Yeah.
So there will be some inherent erosion from those teams simply because they're playing each other. Tigers are still in it. There's enough.
The Royals are still Royals, there.
And the Royals are playing well. So you still got to deal with them. And here's my thought on the Astros. This A series aside, if they can come out of the stretch of the first 3 weeks of September and they're only two games out, I think they'll make the playoffs. And the reason for that is that stretch, three games at Texas, who they haven't beaten all year, four games at Cleveland, which
is, listen, the stretch where they're three at Texas, four at Cleveland,
three against the Cubs,
and then three
more against Texas.
Those are teams that are,
they're better than the Astros.
They're better than the Astros. They're not like, they're not the Astros peer, like these teams that they're in the wild card discussion with, like the Mariners or the Yankees or the Royals. These are teams that are, over the course of the season, have proven to be better than the Astros.
And the Rangers have beaten them like a drum. And Cleveland is playing as well as anybody in the American League. The Cubs are playing as well as anybody in baseball. So you've got six games with the Rangers, four with Cleveland, three with Chicago. If they can somehow only be two and a half games out after that stretch, even though they don't have a lot of games left, the rest of the schedule's three at Seattle, three at Oakland, the Angels, who they always beat like a drum, Seattle at home, and at the Angels again. So I'd feel pretty good about their chances because it means they're playing good enough baseball to not get destroyed by those teams.
Right.
And then they're playing teams that they're at their level or they're better than. And there'll still be teams in the East playing each other. And if you're only two games out of a wild card spot, that's my prediction. If they're two games out at that point, they'll make the playoffs. Now, having said that, I don't think they will be. I think this is too much for them.
The last 26 games are split into a very, very difficult run. And I don't want to say an easy run.
Because Seattle's a better team now than they were early in the season.
Seattle doesn't suck, but man, it's nice that ten games, are against the Angels and the A's.
Yeah.
And that's helpful.
And if Seattle's the same place you are, you should at least be able to split with them, and then you beat up the other teams. But the reality is, I think it's going to be hard for them. They haven't shown at any point they can beat Texas. They're just They don't match up with them well. They're in their heads. And at that series at Cleveland, if you get out of there with a split against that team, you've done well.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Cubs, well, when the Cubs are playing well, they're hard to beat. And a lot of Kevin Ware comparisons to this. I don't know. I have to see it before I...
Yeah, I've got to see what happened.
And a lot of people are telling me what can cause bones to break like that, and I don't want to get into that kind of speculation because...
You need to get more milk in your body.
Yeah. Oh, well. That's... But, I mean... Non-contact, man.
No, that's pretty crazy.
I think the worst I ever saw in non-contact was when Dave Dravecki's arm...
Oh, that was
fell
gross.
Off. Was that not the worst?
That was pretty bad.
Yeah.
That was pretty bad. I mean, you see it a lot in the NBA where guys will come down wrong.
Yeah. But I just without absolutely... Because he was just throwing a pitch.
Yeah.
And it just... Ugh.
It just came loose. And then the worst thing about that was he tried to come back, and then it happened again.
Yeah, and after he'd had all the treatments and everything, yeah. And they said he was okay, and then he wasn't out there very long, and the same damn thing happened. It was just... That was terrible.
Here is Ian Rappaport on the NFL Network.
Real Ian Rappaport?
Yes, real Ian Rappaport describing the kind of the scene.
It's gruesome, which according to some people there was absolutely what it was. Players were disturbed, throwing up, not wanting to see, looking away as quickly as possible.
It has to be like bone outside the skin. For players to be thrown up like that.
But right, but what I'm saying is, how does that happen at football practice without contact? Like we saw that that gymnast in the Olympics. Remember he did that vault thing and he came down and his leg snapped in half?
Yeah.
You can see how that would happen.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? I mean that, what he's doing you're flying through the air and you're landing. That kind of thing can go wrong. I don't understand how you could take a snap and without contact do something to your leg that would make other people vomit. I mean, this has to be some sort of crazy, once in a lifetime.
Somebody will have video.
I'm wondering if he has like a bone disease or something like that to where that kind of stuff happens.
Well, and that's kind of some of the speculation I'm getting from people and even things worse than that can cause bones to break like that. I want to hold off on because
a lot of people talking about him being skinny, but hell, there's a lot of skinny dudes in the NFL whose bones don't break like that. I mean, I just don't understand. And that's the good thing about being skinny is you're not carrying around a bunch of weight that, you know, so it's easier on your bones.
Yeah.
Theoretically. All right, guys, summer's over. Your carpets and floors, they felt it. It was rough. Kids and the pets have tracked in all kinds of gunk. Your carpets are in desperate need of a deep cleaning. Call Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning. 281 Dirt Free. Go chemical free with Dirt Free. The other guys, they're leaving behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick, can make your kids sick, your pets sick. Not Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning. Call Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning. 281 Dirt Free. Go chemical free with Dirt Free. They use powerful engines. They create high-pressure steam made from their patented super water, not the toxic soaps that the other guys are using. I've seen Aubrey wash his face with this stuff, with this this super water. It's unbelievable. If he can wash his face with it, it's not going to ruin your carpets. For over 30 years, they've been cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. These are the best guys in the business. Call Dirt Free right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard about it right here on ESPN 97.5. And they'll do three rooms of carpet for just $99.95 and throw in a free speed dry to the first 25 callers. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet.
From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, there are a few showers in the area, adding to delays out on the roadways. But downtown on I-45 northbound at I-10, there's an accident. There's also an accident on the feeder road of the North Loop, 610 eastbound at the Hardy Toll Road. Save money by replacing your aluminum or wooden windows. Houston is choosing Window World, where you get the best for less. For a free estimate, visit windowworldhouston.com. From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, I'm Tiffany Terrell.
We're going to have everyone's attention, please.
ESPN 97.5 and Gal Media. are proud to welcome the Texas A&M Aggies to the Gal family.
We appreciate the partnership. You know, hopefully we can do something weekly with you guys on a consistent basis and, you know, be able to tell our story and get the real information out that everybody wants to get on a consistent basis. And I think it's great for both of us.
Gig 'em. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Today's ESPN 97.5 pristine auction item of the day is a Jadeveon Clowney signed Texans full helmet size. Lot number 583173. That's 583173. The current bid is $42. Visit pristineauction.com. That's P-R-I-S-T-I-N-E auction.com. Daily and weekly auctions ending nightly with hundreds of lots free and quick to register. Make sure you tell them you heard about Pristine Auction from ESPN Radio.
Okay, guys, stop sending me fake Ian Rappaport accounts. Okay, his is at Rapsheet. That's the real one. So, which I guess is the second one of those. Okay, so we've given away two pairs of Skeeters tickets for Friday. We have two more for Thursday. Is that correct, John? Make sure I get this right.
We have a four-pack.
We have a four-pack for Thursday?
Yeah, and one for Friday.
Well, no, I thought we had... All right, so I gave away two pairs of two already.
Yes.
Okay, so...
Well, I think... We had two sheets, so I think you just gave away all of them.
All right, so we gave away all four.
Yeah.
So we have a four-pack for Thursday to give away.
No, we already gave those away. We just took the first, the caller 8 and 10.
Oh, no, but we did that. Those were Friday. You told me we had Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, but we only had two giveaway sheets. It's all right.
Just
don't argue with him. Just whatever Zhong says.
It's a long story.
I know.
It's a long story. It's Zhong's fault.
If we didn't
do something, it's Zhong's fault now.
I know. And it is a long story, but I was just trying to make sure I got this right. I was going to give away more, but I won't do that then. Instead, well, I'm not going to give those away. I'm going to save those for Hey Man Bleep That.
Okay.
How's that? So, 713-780-ESPN. Man, my doctor friends are texting me scary stuff about this kind of injury. But I'm not even going to get on air and speculate. But whenever your head coach comes out and says it doesn't look good, that almost never happens. It's always, well, we need to wait and see what the doctors say. But you know what this kind of reminds me of? It was the DJ Hayden thing at UH and how scary that was for the people who were out there. And I actually know a couple of guys who were there when that happened. And there were people crying. They thought he was going to die right there on the field. So, we'll see. It's kind of a bummer, man. I like that team a lot. And I like that guy. I thought this was going to be the year that he took that big step, became that kind of, you know, became the player that I thought he was going to be when he came in the draft, and the Vikings were going to be a legitimate threat in the NFC. I think you can throw that out the window. They needed better quarterback play, and I thought they were going to get it. So, wow. We'll talk about the fantasy impact at some point. But just to kind of finish up that Astros thought, that's not asking too much, is it, for them to be two games out after that stretch, in your opinion? Because honestly, all you got to do is you're going to have to at some point split with the Rangers. At some point. And then...
I would say if they got through that 13-game stretch and they finish it 8-5, I think they've got a chance.
Yeah, and that would be amazing.
It would be incredible. Yeah. If they finish under 500 in that series, that 13...
I
think it's over.
Well, it depends. If they go 6-7 and all these other teams are beating each other and they're still only two games out, I think they have a chance.
Okay.
I'll stick with that. Because even 6-7 means they're playing pretty good baseball against those teams. And we need some good news.
Such as?
I don't know. I'm
going to make something up.
Do you have any?
College football is going to be on Thursday night.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
I got nothing else, though.
Did you see that apparently they had all these glitches with Madden 17, including one where if you get a touchback, you actually get a touchdown?
That's a pretty severe glitch.
Yeah, I don't know how this stuff happens.
I heard they're putting Colin Kaepernick not standing up for the national anthem into Madden, and they're like the announcers address it.
Why would you do that?
I have no idea. I guess because if it's in the game, it's in the game. But
still, what if he's not on the team?
Then they'll cut that out.
Why would you put that in there and you can't get a touchback be a touchdown?
It seems like maybe they're prioritizing the wrong things.
Yeah, I think maybe I'd focus on that a little bit.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Jesse says, overweight people actually have higher bone mass density in their lower body due to increased compression, force pushing down. Lighter weight people are at higher risk for osteoporosis or breaking bones for that reason.
All right.
You guys are too smart for me.
I guess so.
Yeah, I don't do bone density. That's not what I'm good at, so I'll have to take your word for it. Well, I've got lots of things we can get to here. I actually thought I had too much for today. Did you see your buddy Tim Tebow's been offered a contract in Venezuela?
Yeah.
For the Winter League?
Will he take it? Probably not.
Probably not. He strikes me as a guy.
Because what's better, playing ball in Venezuela or some other, damn near third world country, or continuing to do college football broadcasts and make a lot more money? I think he's doing this in hopes that he can get onto catch on with a major league team. I don't think he wants to play I don't think he'd want to play for the Skeeters, even though. If you're serious about playing baseball as a career...
That's a good place to go.
You'd really consider that. You'd really consider going to Venezuela. I mean, because it'd be a place for you to prove yourself. But he apparently tried out in front of a bunch of teams today. Apparently, he has legitimate raw power, but struggles when there's any kind of a wrinkle to the pitch. So if it's a curve or it's cutting or whatever,
which is
he struggles, which is typical of,
if he believed in Joe Boo,
typical of really good athletes who aren't great baseball players. And apparently he's very stiff in the outfield, did not make great throws, does not have the arm that you would expect from someone who played quarterback in the NFL, does not have great arm strength. So I think it's an uphill climb, but I also think that some team, and it'll probably be some crappy team, will sign him to a contract, get him in the minor leagues, probably have him in spring training next year in their camp. So they can sell jerseys and market that he's there, and they'll have crazy attendance at their spring training games, and they'll sell a bunch of merchandise.
And it'll probably be a team like Tampa, so he can play around in Florida.
Yep, and then he won't do anything with it.
Yeah, I just think this guy likes the spotlight.
Well, I think that he really believes that he can be a professional athlete, which...
But here's a guy who would not go to the CFL to try to get better. Here's a guy who wouldn't change positions to try to get better. And now you want to play baseball? Come on, man. I think he just likes the attention.
Could be.
And he gets a lot of it.
But hell, he gets a lot of attention just being a broadcaster.
Not as much. We don't talk about him nearly as much. Nobody does. Nobody's out talking about it. You know what I talk about? He does a pretty good job on that.
He does. Stick to it.
Yeah, I think he's good at it. But it's not like we're having discussions about his swing or what he's up to or whether or not he'd make a prospect or where he should be playing. It's to me, it's just kind of that cry for attention that he had in college that he's probably never going to get again.